North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper says the settlement is the largest of its kind. The judgment also requires Merck to get approval from the Food and Drug Administration before running any television ads. Cooper explains.
It includes requiring scrutiny of a major pharmaceutical maker's TV ads, and it stops them from ghostwriting articles that are positive about the drug.
Cooper says the possible side effects of Vioxx were not known before Merck aggressively marketed the drug. The painkiller came out in 1999. 5 years later, it was taken off the market after studies showed it doubled the risk of strokes and heart attacks. North Carolina is set to receive nearly $2 million of the settlement. Lisa Miller, 90.7 WFAE.